Barrhead, Lac La Biche Fire Area. Alberta Wildfire is hiring, and not just firefighters. That is what Wildfire Area Information Officer Randy Marie Adams told those attending a series of January 23 virtual information sessions hosted by the Westlock, Athabasca and Barrhead Employment Services. Adams stated there are 10 forest protection areas in the province. The county of Barrhead falls into the Whitecourt Forest Protection Area, while Westlock County and Athabasca County fall into the Lac La Biche Forest Protection Area. She said while the province's wildfire season officially starts in early March, Alberta Wildfire is preparing for the upcoming fire season. One large part of this preparation is ensuring they have enough boots on the ground, whether firefighters are in supporting roles. It is more than being a firefighter, Adams said. All our support roles include warehouse helper, lookout observer aides, and dispatch operators because they are our eyes and ears, keeping everyone protected in the sky and on the ground. She said Alberta Wildfire seasonal positions are available in all forest protection areas, and most people apply for jobs close to home. However, Adams suggested people might want to apply for positions further afield, noting the government provides housing. So you don't have to pay rent for two locations, and depending on your job, the government will also provide meals and snacks, she said, adding all Alberta Wildfire seasonal positions are unionized. Adams then gave brief overviews of various Alberta Wildfire seasonal positions, starting with Wildfire Dispatcher. It is an ongoing role that requires a lot of multitasking, and it can be stressful, and there are a lot of components, she said. Adams said one of the areas people might want to consider that is very rewarding and important to wildfire fighting efforts is logistics. She specifically referred to the logistics coordinator and assistants, which together ensure the necessary equipment, food and other essential items for the frontline fire suppression effort gets where it needs to be. She also brought up the important role of the wildfire detection aid, which help the lookouts in the forestry towers to do their job. They bring the lookouts their groceries, water, and anything else they need because, as an observer, you are by yourself, Adams said. She then turned the presentation over to Ben, a wildland firefighter who started his career in 2005 as a junior tree faller on a wildland fire suppression crew, working his way to his current position of a crew supervisor. I wear 7 or 8 different hats, having several roles and responsibilities, he said. It is a very rewarding job, and everything is done as a team. However, Ben said being a wildland firefighter also comes with its share of challenges. Fires will throw different challenges at you all the time, so you have to constantly adapt and learn, he said. On the downside, Ben said it is a physically demanding job and, many times, one that is physically uncomfortable. Sometimes a helicopter will deliver you to a fire, and you take 2 steps off the machine, and you find yourself waist-deep in water, he said. But you need to grab your equipment, put it on your back and go where you got to go. Those are the times it can really suck, being wet all day long, but at the end of the day, when you get back to camp, have a good meal, bunk down in good accommodations and sit back with your crew and have a good laugh. Ben said prospective wildland firefighters must first pass a fitness test proving that they are physically capable of doing the job before moving on to the interview process. He added successful candidates are taken to Alberta Wildfire's training base in Hinton for a boot camp. Your training doesn't end there. You are constantly training, upgrading your skills and knowledge, learning new tactics and strategies, Ben said. Wildfire season begins in early March and typically runs to the end of October. But Adams said that in the last 2 years, due to the voracity of the wildfire season, Alberta Wildfire has extended the contracts of many of its fire crews. One of them is in California right now, she said. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today.com.